The Lord is amazing. The Lord is awesome. The Lord is available. He's authoritative. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you for another day's journey. Didn't have to be so, but Lord, you ordained it to be. For you have blessed us with mercies and grace. And we bow to say thank you. Portion of health and strength, minds that sing, and a heart that's willing to worship and serve you. Thank you, Father, for the forgiveness of sins, cleansing of our hearts. Lord, that we be fit vessels to be used by you. Now, Father, we pray that you cancel out every stratagem and scheme of the enemy, that nothing will hinder your word from going forth. Thank you, Father, for the mighty testimony of our young people, that you are active, that you are awesome in their lives. Continue to use them for your glory and the good of man. Father, we ask for forgiveness. Cleanse us from unrighteousness, that we'll be pleasing to you. Now, Father, as I stand, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, you are my strength, and you are my redeemer. And as we always pray, as the rain and snow descend from heaven, water at the earth to give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. We know you send your word, and your word will accomplish all that you send it to accomplish. It will not return unto you void. So we give you praise in advance. We give you thanks for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Shine on us. Shine on us. Shine on us. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on us. Open the gate. Manifest your presence, that our coming be not in vain. Father, when you would have finished with us, you'll still be God, having all the praise, glory, honor, and power. It is in the prolific, powerful name of Christ, Christ of God, we do pray. In every heart, say amen. Come on, for a few seconds, give him your best praise. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, you can do better than that. Give him your best praise. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, you've been so good. Come on, tell him today.
I just
my soul.
You save my soul. You save my soul.
Come on, you save my soul. Everybody ought to be able to say, thank you, Lord.
Thank
lift your voices if you will.
Lord.
Come on, tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, thank
you.
Chapter 6. Verse 10, Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Look at somebody, if you will, and say, a set faith. Look at another and say, a set faith. Amen. Amen. A set faith. A set faith. You need enduring faith. A faith that will not fizzle before the finish. It is by your faith God knows you. For the Hebrew writer says, without it, it is impossible to please God. Faith, that force that propels you forward in the midst of problems and perils. Faith, a set faith. One theologian, British theologian, said, you pray as your face is set towards Jerusalem. It was the custom of the Hebrews to look in the direction of Jerusalem while praying, simply because they were taught that in the temple at Jerusalem was the place God dwelled. In looking toward Jerusalem, They believed they were looking in the direction of God. Brothers and sisters, the travesty for most people is most people began their day looking toward the world and hoping to get something from the world. Most people look toward people to get what they think they need from people. There are people who look toward institutions to get what they need from institutions. But as people of God, we should look to God. It is imperative and necessary for us to have or develop a set faith. A set faith. A faith that's aimed at God. A faith that looks to God. In the midst of all of life ordeals, a faith that directs us in the way of God. A faith that gives us determination. That guides us and helps us daily. It is overcoming power, overcoming faith in God's hand. The anonymous writer of Psalms 121 said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence comes my help. He knew his help didn't come from the physical hill. And he goes on to clarify. He says, my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He keeps thee from slumber. Behold, he that keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is a keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. In a seemingly helpless, hopeless, horrific situation, every blood-bought, every child of God should have a set faith in God. You need set faith. The backdrop of the text, Darius set Daniel over the region of Babylon, over 122 men that were assigned to govern the region of Babylon. Daniel was promoted because of his prudent, prolific, productive, proper, principled, and prospering character. In other words, Daniel had good sense. He had a good reputation. He had good judgment, good management, and a good spirit. And Darius needed Daniel's position in his kingdom because he was beneficial, valuable, and a positive asset to his kingdom. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. If you are going to be promoted, you need to be prosperous to the person who plans to promote you. No one wants you promoted if you're not an asset. People don't promote problems. Do I have a witness? People who will promote you because you are a benefit and not a burden, a profit and not a problem, a help and not a hinder. Verse 1 says that Darius set Daniel over the region of Babylon because it pleased him. It pleased Darius. The word pleased means to be acceptable. It means to think good of. It means to be pleasing. When he looked at Daniel and he surveyed the character of Daniel, he saw that Daniel would benefit him if he promoted Daniel over that region. Listen, with promotion comes enemies. Daniel was placed over the whole province of Babylon. And with this promotion, Daniel experienced an increased enemy activity. In other words, new levels bring about new devils. When God get ready to promote you, and when God has people are ready to promote you, get ready for enemies. Because some people can't stand what God is going to do in your life. It upsets them as to what God is going to do. It bothers them in how God is using you. Some people can't take the way God is blessing you. Some can't stand your commitment to God. So your faith promotes you. And that same faith that promotes you will get you in trouble. He was promoted because of his faith in God. Now, several things I want to divulge from the text. First of all, notice the plot. Plot the opposition. Living life, especially living life as a child of God, as a Christian, you will be opposed. Get yourself ready. Get geared up. Get prepared for opposition. Come here. Everybody is not for you. Everybody is not on your side. Get yourself prepared for opposition. There was a plot. Notice verse 5 says, then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Notice the plot is a plot of envy. His enemies plotted against him because he was promoted and they were not. They plotted. Notice the first thing they did in the plot. They went looking for, searching for faults. Doesn't that sound familiar? When people want to demean or diminish, when they want to damage your reputation, the first thing they do is look for faults. He can't be all that. She can't be all that. There has to be something that I can find out about this person to keep them from being promoted. They were looking for faults. Now, the text says that Daniel was faultless. But he wasn't faultless in the sense of being without fault. He was faultless in the sense that they couldn't find any faults. Because Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory. They couldn't find fault in Daniel. And listen, let me pause parenthetically to say to you, some of us in here are thankful that God has taken our faults and hid our faults from our enemies, because there's some things about us we don't want people to know. There's some things we have done we don't want people to know. But thanks be to God, God has taken those things and covered them up and hid them from our enemies. It's not that we are faultless, they just can't find it. Some of you glad walls don't talk and doorknobs don't tell, because we got some secret sins. Come on in here. That God has hidden. God took his faults and he hid his faults from his enemies. Now, not only was he faultless in terms of they couldn't find fault, but he was faithful. The text says he was faithful. Daniel was faithful in prayer and worship unto God. His face was set toward Jerusalem. His faith caused him to pray three times a day. The men couldn't find any fraudulent things about Daniel, so they turned to his faith. Verse 5 says, Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Come, let us make a decree among ourselves that no man shall make any requests or offer any prayer to any God for 30 days, but only from Darius the king. And if not, he shall die. In order that they might lower Daniel before the king, and that he be thrown into the lion's den. They conjured up a law, because they knew Daniel was faithful to prayer and worship. They thought that Daniel would cease, but Daniel kept praying and he kept worshiping. And notice the prayer in verse 10. Now Daniel knew that the writing was signed. He went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, and he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, and he, as he did aforetime. If you want to know what to do while we're in this pandemic, here it is. Do what you have always done. Daniel didn't change his routine because he was in apparel. He kept praying because he understood that prayer is communing with God. You know, when you're in trouble, you need to commune with God. You need to have just a little talk with the Lord. Somebody from the old church knows just a little talk will make everything all right. He went in with his face toward Jerusalem, and he communed with God. But right in his communing with God, he confessed unto God. Daniel 9 verse 3 through 5. That's why I said it wasn't as if Daniel had no fault. God just hid. Because it says, and I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandment, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. We need a confession. Not they have or he or she have. We need a we confession. We have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. We have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and thy judgments. We need to confess. The church now is without confession. The altar is vacated. Nobody comes down to say, God, I'm sorry. Nobody stands now and declare, God, I was wrong. But Daniel, he knew they were wrong and they had messed up. He says, we have. And that's what we need in the church. We need to confess, because the healing is in the confession. Do I have a witness? We need to confess because the breakthrough is in the confession. The turnaround. alone is in the confession. That's why he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal the land. We need a confessing church. Look at somebody and say, you need to confess. You need to get this stuff off you. You need to cast it upon the Lord. He's waiting on you just to tell him about it. He already knows it, but he wants you to tell him all about it. We need a confessing church. He says, we have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We have done wrong and wickedly. We have rebelled. We have departed from thy precepts and from thy judgment. After confession, he goes on to claim the promises. See, God promised Solomon he would hear Israel's prayer. The prayer promise of Solomon stated when he dedicated the temple in 1 Kings 8:28, yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there. There thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place, and hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel when they shall pray toward this place, and hear thou in heaven thou dwellest place, in thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. See, when you confess, God is faithful to forgive. That's why John picks up and say, if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's why when they went looking for Daniel's sin, they couldn't find him, because God will take his cleaning cloth and wipe the stain of sin away. He'll take his son's blood and wipe away the sin and the stain of sin. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad this morning that God is a forgiving God? Daniel went into his chamber and he had a little talk with the Lord. And while his enemies were plotting, God was working it out. Listen, you don't have to worry about your enemies. God is already working it out. While they were plotting and planning, God was working it out. While Daniel was praying and praising the Lord, God was working it out. The Bible says that they came in and caught him, praying and praising. And they reminded him of the decree. He said, the king has made a decree that you can't pray to any God beside the king Darius in 30 days. Daniel said, I can't wait 30 days before I talk to my God. I got to talk to him every day, three times a day. If you're going to catch me, you're going to catch me, because I'm going to stay on my knees and I'm going to lift my voice to heaven and make a little conversation with the Lord. He prayed in the morning. He prayed at noon. And he prayed around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And they came in and caught him praying and turned him over to the king. And the king had him thrown into a lion's den. Lions hungry, but God know how to deal with hungry lions. Lions that were ready for a meal, but God know how to shut up the mouth of the lions. He dispatched an angel to shut the lion's mouth. I thank God for specializing in angelology. He specializes in dispatching his angels. He dispatched an angel to watch over Daniel all night and all day. Ain't gone all right. He dispatched an angel to deliver Peter from the end of the dungeon of the prison. He led him out in a trance until he led him outside of the city walls. I thank God for angel work and sending angels to watch over us. He sent an angel to meet Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was wrestling over the cup. You remember when Jesus had sweat dripping off of him like drops of blood? The Bible says that he sent an angel to minister to Jesus. And when Jesus got up, he didn't stop in Gethsemane. He went on from judgment hall to judgment hall. He went on from the false courts to a place in the city where he was beaten with 39 lashes. Not only did he go from the courts to the place of beating, but he was marched up the Via Dolorosa and he was hanged on the cross. He let them nail his hands and rivet his feet. He let them put a crown of thorns on his head and spear him in the side. He gave his back to the cross. He gave his hands to the spike. He gave his back to the cross, his head to the thorns. He gave his spirit to his Father and he died. Is there anybody here? No, Jesus died. But Sunday morning, God sent another angel to roll the stone away. And Jesus stepped out on resurrection soil and said, all power, heaven and earth in my hands. Ain't he all right? I thank God for Jesus. When your faith gets you in trouble, your faith will get you out of trouble. You need to keep your eyes on the Lord. And every step you make, he's bringing you through. He's bringing you out. He's delivering you. Ain't God all right? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You need to set faith in God. And the faith that gets you in, it's the same faith God will use to bring you out. Listen, we face many perils because of our faith. But don't you let your faith fizzle before the finish. You keep looking, you keep aiming, you keep pressing in the direction of God. Don't worry about your enemies. Don't worry about what's happening around you. Don't worry about COVID. Don't worry about the variants. Keep your eyes on God. And he'll see you through. He'll bring you out. You have to trust him. Trust him just like the three boys and Daniel did in Babylon. This morning's Sunday school lesson was out of Daniel's 3. You're going to face some fiery furnaces. because of your faith. You're going to face some lion dens because of your faith. People are going to plot. They're going to talk about you. They're looking for stuff on you now to demean and diminish your reputation. But listen, when God be for you, He's more than the whole world against you. You keep looking in the direction of God. As you hear the disturbing news about COVID and sickness, tell God you determined to keep pressing in His name. You determined to keep praising and praying. And things may get worse before they get better. But that's all right. God is going to see you through it. Set your face. Set your face. Set your faith. I'm going to take my eyes off of people. Off of the problem. And I'm going to set my face on God. I'm going to keep looking in His direction. And He promised me that if I pray, He'll deliver. He promised me that if I praise Him, He'll see me through. Listen, the doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. If you're here today and you're not saved, everyone to your feet if you will. Come today. Give the Lord your life. By believing in His Son, Jesus Christ, His sacrificial death, His victorious resurrection. Come today. If you can believe in your heart that Jesus died and God raised Him from the dead, and confess that with your mouth, thou shalt be saved. Come today. Secondly, if you're here, need of a church home, and the Lord has laid this church on your heart. Come on, come on. Thirdly, if you're here, you need to be restored. Lord, my energy is gone. I said to us last week that we can live in the spirit of revival. It is not just 3 days we put on a calendar, but it's the Spirit of God moving among His people to redirect, to refocus, to re-energize, to re-excite. Come today. You need to be restored. Come on, come on, come on, come on. The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. Come on.
Everything else can wait.
Listen to the babies. Listen to the children. Come on, come on, come on.
Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Come on, come on today. You can come by letter, Christian Experience, or candidate for baptism. Come on. I say come.
Give me you.
Preachers say come.
Deacon,
trustees. Members say come. Jesus said come.
Give me you.
Come on, come on.
Hope not to lay. Lord, give me you.
Listen, as we're standing, I want every
Lord,
child that's headed
you.
Back to school to come to the altar.
Lord,
I want every teacher and every administrator
Lord, give
to make
you.
Your way to the altar. You're going back to school in the midst of a pandemic. And we want to pray for you and pray over you that God will keep you safe, that God will protect you. Come on, every student, every teacher, every administrator, come on. Listen, if you know someone who's a teacher, who's an administrator, who's a student, and they are not here, I want you to lift your hands for them. And intercede.
Give me you. Mm-hmm. everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late.
Father in heaven, we thank you for your protection, your power. Lord, how you have kept us in church. And how you have kept these children and teachers and administrators throughout the summer. Lord, numbers are increasing with the Delta variant. But Father, your God, you rule and super rule heaven and earth. And we give ourselves to you for protection. Lord, I pray your hand be upon every student, upon every teacher, and upon every administrator. Lord, build a hedge around them that COVID and or no other disease or danger can come nigh them. Lord, give them strength in their bodies. Lord, strengthen their minds that they can ascertain knowledge. Lord, we know from the news and various sources that our children are behind academically. But Lord, you can fast track them. You can push fast forward. You can give them the knowledge they lack and wisdom. So Lord, touch now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. And we hold on to your promises as we pray. We know deliverance is on the way. Lord, while we are scratching our heads, trying to figure it out, Lord, you already got it worked out. And you're allowing us to move toward that moment of breakthrough, that moment of breakout. Lord, we pray for your spirit to be upon these children and young adults, teachers and administrators. Supply their every need in Jesus' name. Be with them, Lord, for your glory. And they're good. Protect the parents as children are coming in and out of the houses and homes. Lord, I pray that you build a defense. Lord, that you will keep parents safe, grandparents safe, uncles and aunts safe, whoever it is that's watching over these children to make sure, Lord, that they are taken care of. Keep them safe. Lord, we thank you for the occasions we have had at this church to be, Lord, a family that reaches out with compassion to give school supplies and to offer the vaccine. Lord, give us your covering in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Come on, bless the Lord. Thank him in Jesus' name. Come on, bless him like you already made it through your problem, like you already made it through your pain. Come on, bless him in Jesus' name. May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forever. In every heart, say amen. Y'all be blessed, children. Be blessed. Be blessed.